Not that I would advise going back and listening to the old ones, of course, but they are still there. But a lot of other things have changed as well. When I started, podcasting wasn't new anymore, but it wasn't terribly old either. It'd only been going for a few years. And among the people who I listened to back in those days when I started, who started well before me, were still recording, are John Ong, the Feast of Fun boys, who at that point were called Feast of Fools, and Paul from Archer Radio. They're all still going. Now, Big Fatty was recording before I was. That show was called Little Fatty Cast, and he's now recording on his own. So he is technically still around, but it is a different show. But a lot of other people have gone over the years. Not a lot of have come and gone, too, for that matter.
It's not just ruined. It's me, Big Fatty, online.
Big Fatty, he is technically still around.
Hello, everyone. It is the Fat One, and this is episode 4683 of the BFO for Wednesday, the 21st of January, 2026. Y'all, coming up on today's Say It With Me. Y'all, I'm probably repeating myself, but I'll finish off the weekend. Big Fatty Laughing Buddha wants his money back.
Good morning, Big Fatty.
You can't send that one.
Why not? Doesn't mean he's going to use it.
I guess.
Good morning, Big Fatty.
Good morning, Big Fatty.
And a chilly good morning to you, Big Fatty. It's more than chilly. It's hot tamale. Maestro's Big Fatty. Hi, everyone. I hope your hump day is going well. Y'all, your maestros today, because y'all, we're playing the long, full orchestration of the Good Morning, Big Fatty music. And y'all, I love it. I just love it. Yes, Big Fatty, I'm getting choked up over the music. No, it was just some phlegm in my throat. Well, you've been doing poppers. No, Big Fatty, you do those. anyway, y'all, wishing us a good morning, Big Fatty, today. Y'all, that's the Enormous Boys. You know, they recently put out a new little show. Y'all about to fell out of my chair. The special one? No, it wasn't the special one, but, you know, it's just lovely when we hear their voices. And y'all, then the second voice was that of Kathy Marshall. Big Fatty, she's, is she doing the so-so question, mother? I have no idea. There's been no confirmation or denial. So we'll just wait and see. Big Fatty, she unsubscribed years ago. Well, maybe not. And y'all, then finally, y'all, that was Giggles and Mac and Flo Rida. Oh yes, Big Fatty, you got old Mac and Flo Rida's bad side. Well, I did a little bit, but it was unintentional. Unintentional. Y'all, by the way, did I tell you that that Mac in Flo Rida, you know, he likes to bring a little giftette to Big Fatty. And, y'all, he gave me a choice, and whatever I didn't want, he was going to give to that Daniel Bieber. And, y'all, my choices were some white socks that looked like the NBC Peacock, and the other was a 50th anniversarium buff from the Survivor. I said, Daniel will like the buff, and I'll be very happy with the socks. Big Fatty.
This is the part where Poodle goes and eats some cake.
See y'all. today. Today, the 21st of January. Y'all, it's a very important celebration of exiting the birth canal. Y'all never met this person face to face, but I've reached into the future and seen him from afar. He is down there in the New Zealand, I'm afraid Big Fatty, you're afraid of what? Well, I don't know. But, I'm afraid I may never get to see him face to face, but you never know about these things. Yes, Big Fatty. You heard him. You heard him at the beginning of today's little show. Y'all, he is the host of the Amarans, a little show. Used to do that to the number two, I say chew, political, with his friend Jason in the Washington's D.C. Doesn't do that one anymore. Y'all, I am talking about one of the early suits of Pride 48. Y'all, it's none other than Arthur. Big Fatty, we love Arthur. We do indeed. So, y'all, by the time he hears this, his celebration of exiting the birth canal will be totally over. But Arthur, I'm recording it in time. Hopefully in time for you to catch it at the before the bewitching hour. So, y'all, if you see Arthur on any of the social medias, wish him a happy celebration of exiting the birth canal. And Big Fatty, I hope he gets a big old boomerang. Yay! Yes, Big Fatty! Or is it a didgeridoo? Big Fatty, that sounds vulgar.
Happy birthday!
Gonna finish quickly telling you about the rest of the weekend. Let's see, I think I got to Saturday. Y'all, we did the leather crawl on Saturday, and the leather market was open, and y'all, it was just a lovely, lovely day. Y'all, the weather could not have been nicer. Yes, Big Fatty. And we did the leather crawl and all, and Big Fatty did not go back to Odetta. Did we go back to the? We may have gone back to the Capri Lounge. Let me think now. Did I go back to the Capri Lounge? Big Fatty, are you talking to yourself? I am. I don't know if I did or not, but I'm sure Durwood did. And anyway, y'all got up on Sunday morning and had my breakfast right there at the poolside cafe. Then y'all was meeting with the owners of the Metropolis and discussing some changes and all that were going to happen for next year. And what did I do? Then it was time for the leather. Oh, no, we had to close down. Oh, no, Sunday morning, I had my breakfast, and then I went over to the leather market. And, y'all, we had to get the sale ready. You know, everything must go, going out of business. And so I had to mark everything down, close out prices. Yes, Big Fatty. And y'all sold quite a bit on Sunday. There was still some stuff left over. Yes, Big Fatty. So we had to pack all that up and clean up the room and everything. Then it was time for the leather. Yeah, I've not gotten my nip-a-nap on too. I say choose because, you know, Hortensia. Hortensia has been here. She just left moments before recording started. And what was I saying? So I didn't get my nap, but y'all, then we went to the leather leftovers. Y'all, it was in the pig pen. And y'all, it wasn't a big crowd in there, but we had plenty to drink and some snackettes. And there may have been 15 or 20 people there at different times. But y'all, everybody was just standing around chitter-chatting and everything. And I was not aware of any hanky or panky. No hanky nor panky going on. But y'all, at 4 p.m. in the afternoon, y'all, that's when we headed to Brooklyn's room to record the Monday little show. And y'all, I'm telling you, that was that group. I think I said it on the show. It was like I was a dentist. You know, that's Mexican for El Dentisto. And it was 2:30 because y'all, it took everything in me to extract anything from them. And, anyway, y'all, one thing, you know, I had gone around the room and I asked, everybody if they had a favorite thing that, happened the weekend, but y'all, I strictly by accident, I skipped over that Mac, in Flowrider. And y'all, he was mad as a snake. No, he wasn't mad as a snake. Big Fatty, maybe an earthworm. Okay, mad as an earthworm. And y'all, he says, you know, you forgot to ask me what my favorite thing was. And I said, oh, did I? And he says, I said, well, what is it? And he says, and y'all, I've written just the basic down here, y'all. I don't know the context of it, but he said, I don't know if they were talking about him or he heard other people talking about someone, but I think it was about him. And y'all, they were referring to that Mac and Flowrider as a tick pig. And you know, with it being leather weather, that's quite the perky term, Big Fatty. Big Fatty, was it a suckling tit pig? I don't know. I don't know if there was any suckling or not. But anyway, that evening, y'all, I did watch some sports ball during the weekend. You know, it's the NFL on CBS and other places, but I watched some of that and had me a little sandwich for my supper, and yeah, I don't know, I was in bed probably about 8:30 or so, and y'all, slept like a baby. Y'all, that wedge pillow. Is it Big Fatty? Is it like a solid? No, it's not like a wedge solid. But the wedge pillow, y'all, it raises me up enough that I really get a pretty good night's sleep. I packed everything up except for the last few things that needed to go in the valise. But Sunday morning, got up, got dressed, and y'all, I went out to put things into Earl Grey, and y'all, it had gone below freezing again and all, and opened the tailgate, and I heard it crunch, and then I tried to pull on the little handles to roll up the cover of the tailgate. Y'all, it was frozen. I couldn't get it to roll up, so I'm having to slide everything into the tailgate for the trip back. Y'all, it's a good thing Granny went back with Durwood, because there would be no way to get his stuff back into Earl Grey without opening up the top of the tailgate. So all worked out fine. Got me a little Brofkus biscuit, you have a complimentary coffee with breakfast purchase this weekend, and hit the road. Y'all, I was on the road, I don't know, probably about 7:45. Y'all, I was back here at the villa by 10 a.m. in the morning. What else did I do? I got back and I unpacked everything. I only wanted to touch everything once. Big Fatty, was it inappropriate? Well, some of it may have been. But anyway, I unpacked all the bags and tubs and my valise and the special chaya and the computer. All of those kinds of things got unpacked. And y'all, I started up washing my clothes from the weekend. Yes, Big Fatty. No underpants, I might add. And y'all, then I was off. I was off on my afternoon nipple walk. Dead fat acres. I did not do the big circle because y'all, I was running around like a chicken with its head cut off. Big Fatty, don't you mean a head with its chicken cut off? Well, maybe. But anyway, y'all, one thing that I did notice was that when I just have the book Aya not plugged into the monitor here at the villa, y'all, it's real small, and y'all, it's so nice to have the big monitor in front of me now. Yes, Big Fatty, the aging eyes, it's true. And then Sunday evening, what did I do Sunday evening? Afternoon, y'all, I caught up with caught up on some things on the TV machine. Got me a nice warm shirt. And then, I don't know, I after the 60 minutes, I headed to bed, slept like a baby, got up on Monday morning, had my breakfast, did my puzzles, read my, y'all, I had all my papers from when I was gone. Actually, I didn't read them on Monday. I waited and read them on Tuesday. So I guess I just did my puzzles on Monday. And then it was off. I was off on the morning nipple walk. Dead fatty, because I think I did the big circle, although I can neither confirm nor deny that. And y'all, I came back and what did I do? Ooh, when I came back, I don't remember, but I did it. And then, y'all, I don't know. I'm sure I caught up on things on the TV machine. I know I caught up on the Jeopardy. You know, Monday was also the first night of the Tournament of Champions. Oh, yes, Big Fatty. Do they give the Isabella Coleman Award to the winner? No, I don't think so. I think that's the Tournament of Roses Parade. Oh, I get them confused. And, y'all, I was in bed at a very reasonable hour, turned the TV machine off after, the 60 minutes. And y'all, I think that pretty much has been the weekend. Yes, Big Fatty. Oh dear, Gussie, y'all, I hope you have a lovely, just a lovely hump day. Y'all, as soon as I finish this and bounce it, I'm going to hop in the chair and head over to Shady Pines for supper. And y'all, then Wednesday evening, hump day night, y'all, I'm meeting my friend from high school that I met earlier this year. We're going to go have supper together and just kind of catch up a little bit. So that'll be fun. Of course, the Von's East is on the schedule. Y'all hadn't seen the Nip, not a peep out of him since I got back, but you know, that's the Nip. Y'all, at the beginning of today's little show, y'all, you heard the birthday boy. He's still out there. Every once in a while, we get a little show from him. And Arthur, is there anything that inspires you these days?
Big Fatty, he is technically still around.
Oh, yeah. Well, we'll talk about that later, too. Thanks, GoDaddy.
You can leave a comment on the secure website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com. Call the voice letter number at 619-784-6331. That's 619-RUINED-1. And leave a message or just natter with the Fat One and Poodle.
Yes!
The show is part of Pride 48 and is the premier production of the RNL Podcasting Network.